Do any of you remember back in the days when we didn't have the technology to text or message people? If we liked someone, we had to talk to them face to face, or even worse, we actually had to phone them. Now we may meet someone eventually face to face if it does progress that far. But the majority of the initial contact though is now through technology, mostly over texting, messaging or FaceTiming, which has really replaced phoning. This means that gents, you now need more than traditional dating tips. Although these still need to be used and are very helpful for face-to-face dates, you also need to know how to communicate over text. Today's video is all about texting mistakes that guys commonly make. By me telling you what they are, you should know how to avoid them, instantly making you more successful with the ladies. Why is it important to learn about texting mistakes? As I mentioned at the beginning of this video, it's very important to learn how to text a lady because it's a skill we all have to use now. It's also important though because of how different it is from traditional forms of communication. Normally, if you are on a date with someone, you can look at their facial expressions and body language. From this, you can tell if they are enjoying themselves, if they are flirting with you, or, you know, if they do want to leave. This is without them even saying a word, and we can tell a lot more from being around someone. Hands up if you have ever interpreted an email or text message in the wrong way. We all have, and it's natural because, well, we can't see the other person. All you can read are their words. You can't hear the excitement in their voice or see the smile on their face. You can interpret words in so many different ways, which makes it difficult to pick up on how the other person is feeling. As an example, a text message saying, "I'll see how I feel tomorrow," can be interpreted as, "I'll try to come tomorrow, but I still might be sick," or, "I'll see if I can be bothered by tomorrow." And yeah, two very different meanings. You see, not only can we not see the other person, but our brains naturally read between the lines. We very rarely read the words for what they are. Our brains animate them with personality and tone. So depending on the impression you have been giving off, the person via text message is going to pick it up naturally depending on their brain space. This makes it very difficult when you have never actually met someone in real life. You don't actually know that person at all, so you are not sure if that's how they just speak naturally or if they are not that interested in you. And this is why it's so important to learn about texting mistakes that gents make, so that when texting a lady who already has all of this going on, you can make a good impression and stand out in the crowd. The 3-day rule. Once upon a time, someone made up a rule that you should wait 3 days to text someone first. And I remember when someone first told me the rule, I believed them and stuck to it religiously before thinking, wow, what am I actually doing? I ditched the rule and everyone else has as well. We no longer live in a slow technological world. Technology is constantly evolving and with it, so are we. Instant Messenger implies in its name that we should be messaging people immediately. If a girl has given you her number, make sure to get back in touch within 24 hours of receiving it. She may have forgotten who you are in 3 days, or she feels that you are just not worth her time if it takes you that long to text her back. Start with a light text, reintroducing yourself. Something like, "Hey, it's Luke from the party last night. It was so nice to meet you. Did you get home okay?" This is a great first text because it shows that you care about her safety. You remembered her and enjoyed meeting her. Asking her name. It does not matter how you have met this lady, whether it was via a dating app, at a party, or on social media. Never text her and ask her name. You should know who you are texting. And if you do this, she will feel, well, just very unimportant and rejected, and she might not actually reply. Instead, hold off texting until you actually know what her name is. You could ask friends or find her again on the dating app and then message her and mention her name. Texting back too quickly. It can be hard to not just instantly reply, especially if you think of texting like a conversation. It's not a good idea though. Yeah, it comes across as desperate and clingy. More importantly though, when you text back too quickly, you are not thinking through what you are saying. You have not been thoughtful in your replies and you may actually have lots of spelling mistakes. Instead though, take this time to formulate a reply. Write it carefully and check for spelling. When the lady receives your message, she will think, wow, he has really thought this through. It will also mean that your conversation is more interesting, something a high value lady loves. Stay fun. Don't lose your sense of fun over text. Girls love someone who is fun and funny, and if you have met the lady before and you are fun, she will want you to maintain that vibe over text. If you have not met face to face before, then you will want her to have a sense of who you are prior to meeting face to face. You want her to really want to meet you and get to know you, right? So try and keep the texts fun, keep them light and very interesting. Maybe something really funny happened at work. Tell her the story over text and animate it with emojis. She will absolutely love the effort that you have put in. Being inappropriate. Now guys, I'm sure none of you would be inappropriate and that you are all gentlemen, but I'm gonna mention it anyway. A huge turnoff for all ladies is when guys are inappropriate via text. This especially applies to ladies you have never met before. When you first start messaging a lady, keep things PG. It's hard to flirt over text, so first form a relationship based on fun conversations and learning more about each other, and then you can move on to the flirting later. So don't send her inappropriate pictures or inappropriate jokes. When you get to the flirting stage, try and keep it a little bit mysterious. This will keep with the PG vibe and drive the lady wild. Another mistake is asking for a date too early. It's a big one, guys. Don't ask for a date during the first text conversation. Wait until it's more appropriate. I would suggest waiting 2 to 3 weeks before asking for a date, especially if you met via a dating app. It gives you both time to get to know each other before the meeting, and that way on the date you will already know some things that you can talk about and you will feel a lot more connected to each other. An appropriate length. There is an art to learning what length a text should be. Short texts are almost like a full stop and put an end to any conversation. Long paragraphs of text become too intense and too serious. So your text should be somewhere in the middle. They should have some value in them, but not necessarily long novels. 3 sentences would be the perfect length. And a girl loves it when a guy puts an effort into the messages he is sending, and this type of length shows that, while also avoiding being too intense, and hey guys, it saves you time. Of course, sometimes you may have more in-depth conversations which require a longer message. As a rule of thumb, 2 to 3 sentences is actually the perfect length. So now you know what mistakes to avoid when texting a girl, and I hope you enjoyed the video today. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.